Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to another episode of the New 7 Podcast. This is your host, Logan Locke. So it has been a very hectic week for us all here in the newsroom, covering town meeting, all the different results and poll numbers from each town. But this story has nothing to do with polling numbers. Matter of fact, there is a much more interesting story that has been building up over the years, and that's the fact that there is a lack of youthful voters and youthful attendance at town meeting. And this was very apparent to me when I was attending Danville's town meeting this week. I got to sit down with Glenn Heron, who is one of Danville's select person on their town board committee, and I was able to sit down and discuss with him some of his concerns from being on the town board, of what he's seeing and how they are trying to get young people involved in town meeting and voting. And he expressed a big desire to get young people involved and to vote.
We'd like to improve. We'd really like to get more young people involved in things. There are there's definitely a few young people that come out of high school or college and they jump right in and they get involved. But that's a very, very small number.
Now, one of the major questions would be, well, what is keeping young people from going to town meeting and voting? And one of the major reasons that Glenn Heron stated that young people probably are not involved is just the fact that they don't really know what's going on and how it all works.
I think I would say that I think one of the biggest issues that young people have is that they don't really know how it all works. So they feel like, if I vote, that's good enough, or if I come to these meetings, that's good enough. Because I see that in older people, too. A lot of people just don't really understand how municipal government works. And so they'll come to a meeting and want to effect change right then, and municipal government is very slow. The town meeting committee is just trying to engage with young people, trying to find things here that we can do to make them or keep them interested. We talked about like finding the high school students or young people to run the projector, for example, because as you may have noticed, us old fogies doing it is not the smoothest. We're also just trying to get them involved with like the information tables and things like that. Anything we can do that kind of keeps them from deciding that this isn't worthwhile. We want to get them involved as much as we can and as much as makes sense for them, with the hope that and expectation that in the long term, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, when they get more settled and they have more time and they're more interested in what's going on, they'll know how it works and they'll know how to get engaged.
While talking with Glenn, one of the solutions that he did bring up was simply just having younger people come in and set up things like projectors or the projector screens for people to just kind of get their foot in the door to the atmosphere and what town meeting at least looks like and feels like just being there. But when I was continuing to talk with him, it was very apparent that they haven't even talked about utilizing technology and social media to engaging with younger people and bringing them into the fold on how town meeting works and or the voting process.
Specifically, no. And that's part of the problem with having older folks getting involved in these things. We talk about, hey, let's put it out on social media. But having, and this is why we'd like to have, even one or two young people on the, on our committee.
Yeah.
Because that's, as soon as you said, TikTok, I'm like, yeah, my daughter watches those things all the time. That would be a great way to do, maybe not every article.
While this is currently not the top issue for most town committees, the good news is the fact that this is being brought to their attention more often and these conversations are happening more often in trying to find a way to, or multiple ways, to bring young people into voting and into town meeting. Because as we all know, if young people don't get involved sooner rather than later in town meetings, understanding how municipal government works and, taking over these positions, then it's going to become a huge problem within the next 20 to 30 years. So while this right now is not the biggest issue on, towns and communities' minds, it is definitely one that needs to be addressed sooner rather than later. But that is all I have for you guys this week. I hope you all enjoyed, and I will catch you all in the next one.